I said. But I'm going to go through with what he said. The Bible right now, I'm in there to prove God with it. That's all you're doing. In 1 Peter 13, I think somewhere around verse number 9, listen to the Bible carefully. Paul said, now we speak to a glad darkness. What would it be?
That which is, 1 Peter 13, starting in verse 9.
Read that for me.
Verse 9 says, for we know in part.
We know in part.
And we prophesy in part.
We preach in part.
But when that which is perfect is come.
But when we enter to heaven, that which is perfect is come.
That which is in part shall be done
away. And we know in part now, we'll be done away with. Read it.
When I was a child.
When I was a child, I thought Saint Paul real. I thought two pair real. But what child thought like that? Keep reading.
I understood
a child in Christ, a baby in Christ. 1 Peter 3, verse 1-3. Read.
I became a man.
I put away. I'm a child now. I know Santa Claus ain't real. I know those things ain't real. Man. I put away those things. Read.
For now we see through a glass.
Now, I can look in your coffin. I look in your coffin. Got tint so black. I know somebody is, but I can't see that for nothing. Because you got tint. I look through glass darkness. I look somebody in there, but I can't see it. So I look through the glass darkness. But watch what the Bible says, really.
But then,
when I get to heaven,
face to face,
I see you face to face.
Now I know in part.
Now I know in part. I don't know everything now. I know there's a situation, things happen now. I can't explain. I know it part. But then I know even as I am known.
Yes, sir.
That's what the Bible said.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, you know, he taking the body, he twisting. You look at scripture, use it. Don't you know even plan what he's talking about? The Bible talking about in this land right now. Thomas said, now, when we get to heaven, you don't need tongue. You'll need not open the body of heaven. It love itself. That's what the Bible says. Now by the faith, charity with your love and hope. Now all of them are away. So when y'all are tongue see, why are we talking about now? Because God talking about now, then the word of God ain't true. Watch. Why I'm going to say? Stay with me. I got 20 minutes to prove my point. The Bible to the plane that had good and twisted. Not say consistent with the word of God. But see what happened. He thought, everybody comes around, I don't know God. Well, I know, listen. You can take God with and manipulate it. See, that day, Zachariah, that day. That, listen. The Bible talk about in 1 Peter 13, it started all that day. I'm sure you're talking about the angel of man having a charity. What do you mean? I'm going to tune the stomach. The sound of praise. They say love suffering it about all kind of things. They go through the whole chapter of 1 Peter 13. Now the Bible did a plain in this thing that though these things, though tongues see in the new way, you don't need them. So the part of the Bible, 1 Peter 14, verses 15 through 22. Tongues are signs those that don't believe. That's what God means. Mm-hmm. Now, that's what the Bible says. When they make nothing, that's what the Bible says. Now, why? Pastor happened to believe that God is dead. Oh, but he's saying, what is it? God on the same yesterday, today, Hebrews 13:8. If anymore, I don't change. Watch it. Now, what happened if you don't have faith in God? Head kick, the wide left. Look at Mark 11:22. What about this? Mark 11:22. The Bible says right here, have faith in God. Did they have faith in man? Have faith in who? God. Why did? When you say have faith in God, if you should say to what? The mountain, be thy roof, you can't just don't die in heart. You should have what you say, right? The Bible says, right? Why did? Little 12, but I have strong. I can move my left over nothing. Still had, still messed up. But sitting in my own house, can't speak on things and be not willing with your hair what you say. You can't take the impact. You. I said, now how come my hand, the Lord move? Move, fam. Said, two out, move, fam. What do not wrong? Move, fam. Out of body, what happened? I can't speak. You ain't 34, 3, 3, 4. 23, 24. I had a mountain. Come on out.
For verily, I say unto you.
That I say unto you.
That whosoever shall say unto this mountain.
My mountain, I could move my hand, my mountain.
Be thou removed.
Be moved.
And be thou cast into the sea.
And shall not what?
And shall not doubt in his heart.
She packed out. Packed and bleeding stuff. Packed out because he never had a mirror. And you never had a mirror. You can't teach me what God do when you don't know what God do because you never experienced it. Listen, verse 24.
Therefore I say unto you.
I say to you.
What things?
Whatsoever you desire.
When you pray.
When you pray.
Believe. That you receive.
That you get.
And you shall have them.
And I shall say, move ahead. Move ahead. The pack and twist it all the more. But I know what I'm talking about. I said, move ahead because the head couldn't move. And he gonna tell me, he gonna tell me when he goes back. The melody, it ain't gonna melt me. God help me. I kept saying to the first thought that when the final move back, I Lord him and I got it. I got it. I walked through the house, could walk up, dragging, walking straight up. Forget what? I said, if God be for you. All right. Sure, I can't get no wind. If God be for you, what was that? What happened to Pat? He don't believe on. See, Pat never seen a mirror before. Pat, take a good look. Six foot five won't have it. 275 pounds with a dog baby. In good heaven, a miracle you look at. And get what? You don't read about this stuff. It come by faith. And what faith is what you lack in faith. If you ask God for, he gives to you. Because you don't believe, you will never see a miracle. Because you don't believe. But the Bible says, see what you want, you call it in the mind thing. The mind, let's probably put it in chapter 1, verse 18. So we start with the Bible thing. See, you look for wisdom. You done study some, you had your Bible debate for class for X amount of years, and you got a thing down in your mind. But see, you know the scripture, but you don't know God. Because the Bible says the scripture knows that testify God himself. So if you don't know him, you said, teach all you want because you don't know him, the giver of life. Know him. He'll bless you. Know him.
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
What's a selfish? Really?
For it is written.
It's written.
I will destroy the wisdom of the wise.
See, wise folks, you read it, but you know something. Yeah, you wise, you read that stuff, you read it, and then you fool folks with your stuff. But yeah, but God will destroy that stuff, because I'm talking about something you know nothing about. Keep reading.
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
Read.
Where is the wise?
Where is the wise?
Where is the scribe?
Where is the scribe?
Where is the disputer?
Where is the disputer of the world? The disputer, where is he?
Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
All that stuff you talk about me now. So I've been showing what God do for you. I did a heart in the room, blood to my top of my head, friend that died and gave it. I'm still here. Little heart in, I see you right here. What little heart in the eye?
Well, sir.
Right here. But it says, I'm a living testimony. And guess what? I ain't only a living testimony. But see, we talk the quick. I come talk more than what you read. Tell me what you've experienced by God. T-Reed, why did it? Tell God, Holy Ghost.
Verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God,
the world of wisdom knew not God. See, you can read something of what happened. I hate to say it to you, brother. You know what you read, but you don't know God. Because what about wisdom knew not God? Because sometimes you have to be called. See, God got put this stuff in you. If it ain't in you, you can sit there and twist scripture all you want all day long. So for the mic don't say God, don't say how God would, they gonna believe you. Because you didn't approve. Listen, see, even on last night, he started, of course, y'all said, he proved out twin scripture last night. This, what's the all single fashion? I prove our numerous. Footprints chapter 5, because of you be saved, now what? Footprints chapter 3, verse 1 through 13, I prove it. 14 and 15, what the Bible say? But let he owe me the debt, but that God is right. Romans 3, verse 4 says, let God be true, and every man be a liar. He found a liar. I ain't gonna pass no lie, God did. Because God would the truth. You can't twist it. You can't mess it up. Because guess what? If God be true, and I know he is, I submit to y'all right now. Here's the problem right here. Pat quoted y'all footprint of Mark 16:16. He doesn't be added baptized, shall we say. He believed all in heart. If you can't go baptized, you're going to hell. You don't get baptized, you're going to hell. He believed all heart. But two spirit, let him read this. Read it for this. First, Mark 16:16. Read it. Why do it?
Mark 16:16.
Don't read right there.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned.
And that they don't believe. Keep reading.
And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Signs follow those that believe. If signs follow those that believe,
yes, sir.
So wait a minute. Pastor, these things don't exist. They follow those that believe. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe, they ain't going to find nowhere. So God said, these signs shall follow those that believe. Now, how do you believe Mark 16:6 don't believe 7:18:9? Read on the one.
And my God, and these signs shall follow them.
You don't come
behind in my name.
These signs that follow in my name. What are you going to do?
Shall they cast out them?
Cast out demons?
They shall speak.
Speak with tongues.
They shall take up serpents.
And he can give out Acts chapter 2. But listen. Let me show you something. I'll put it in a lab. I'm going to go back to the game because I feel like talking. Lord, I can talk to you when we talk. Matthew 10. And when he had called unto him, said his 12 disciples, he gave them power. Not only he gave them power to cast out unclean spirits, to heal all manner of sickness and disease. He gave them power. Well, Pat, you got a good knowledge. Tell me, you be counting
that in this verse?
Matthew 10, verse 1 2.
Matthew
1 2. He gave them power. Well, Pat gonna tell you, he twisted so good, isn't he? Well, 1 Corinthians 13 wrote by Paul, this epistle, Jesus had been dead for years. He gonna tell you, he gonna lay that thing back in the Old Testament, Zechariah. When Paul wrote this letter, Jesus had been dead, and Jesus had been waiting for the second coming of Christ. Right? Second coming of Christ. And we know it in Revelation 21, what about it? It wasn't Bowser. It wasn't Quincy. It wasn't Bowser.
Okay.
So read quick one. Watch it. When we get to heaven, it will be happening in heaven.
Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven.
A new heaven.
And a new earth.
New earth.
For the first heaven and the first earth passed away. And there was no more sea.
Watch it.
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven.
Watch it.
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
See, this is what we need to talk a while about.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying,
Behold,
the tabernacle of God
with me.
It will dwell with
you. He will live with you.
And they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them.
Why did their God? Why did Pat? They're going to feel what that day is right there. Why did we do?
And God shall wipe away all tears from
their eyes. There will be no more what?
And there shall be no more death.
No death? Man, don't tell me that.
No death.
In that day, no die? Whatever.
Neither sorrow.
No sorrow in that day? Whatever.
Nor crying.
No crying in that day? Come right here, you crying, brother. You go to try to let the heart ache and pain. But in that day, it's the way to be happy. Because if God be for you, I'm only out, brother. I knew you were trying to
say amen.
Now you're talking, man. Keep me in there. If God be for you, he wasn't willing against you. So listen, so in other words, Pat tried to persuade y'all by twisting scripture. The Bible said, beware of those that were trying to twist God's word and make it say, look, because in there, y'all know the told them. I am sure that you are contextualized how you can be in context. I don't take about to make it fit and after how you script right like they God give them. So I submit the path. Read what you see. Read what you see. Don't try to fit this. But I said, well, now we look through a glass doctor. Let me look at that. Do y'all think Pat don't say the whole Bible? Huh? Do we don't say the whole Bible? Do y'all don't say the whole Bible? So then we don't say the part. Why some people can get in a car accident and die? And some people in the same car accident and live. You know what I'm saying? Then? Why some people have a heart attack at 80 years old? And some people live to be 80 years old. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, right now we know in part. We know anything that you know anything happening, but we don't know what happened going on. So the Bible claims by what it said. We know in part. But then
face to face.
We know we see him face to face. Don't hear me. And when I see him, I'm gonna have him brand new body. Because the body of that which is come and that which is perfect come right now. God is healing them a lot, but I still got a little predicament right now. You know what I mean? When I get the help of that, he goes straight out to them. They will be there like this. The Bible said, 1 Corinthians 4 to 15, verse 4 and 4, God will give me a brand new body, a new spirit. I'm sown a natural body. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 4. But I'm going to get up a spiritual body. There is a natural body. There is also a spiritual body. And sometimes when you teach God's word, just be true to the text. Don't take God's word and twist it. Because people that don't understand God, they're going to believe everything you say. But if you contextualize it. Notice, I want y'all to know the difference between me and Pat. Here's how I use it in context. I did not jump over me out of Zechariah. I didn't jump it. I did the same thing he read. Did I do it, brother? You say amen, they gonna get mad.
You did.
Yeah. But now Pat take his stuff and try to twist and make it appear a certain way. But listen, God wants you to him and God wants you to me. God wants you to whether I be accurate and family word. I was saying, Fat Pat, be fair with God. Well, don't try to prove a denomination with me, because I'm trying to prove God. If I prove God, I'm happy. I don't care. If you don't never believe, all right with me, but if you don't believe, you can go to heaven. You can live right all you want, you can go to heaven. You gotta have faith in God. And if I play, teach us anything. Without faith, Hebrews 11, verse 6, it is impossible. Please God. You can teach all day long. But if you don't believe this stuff, it is impossible to please God without faith. For he that come to God must first believe that God is and God reward those that diligently speak. So then God tells you, you read God lied about that? Did he lie about it?
Yes, sir.
So God, if I seek him diligently, he's gonna bless me. Amen. And I might come back to you later. He ever saw 80 years old and better. He said how good God is too. So the hall about 80 years old and better. Deacon Clark had cancer. You still look at me, stand up here. Stand up here.
Still here.
Still here.
How many cancers?
How many cancers? Yeah, well, who did man do for you, God? Who here you, God made? Man, now listen. See, unless you've been through this stuff, you don't know. Listen, I see this man here along the whole mind in the hospital. Deacon Lane right here. Y'all been saying, did he hear some word about this along the whole mind? What did he pray about?
God
did. I prayed for him in the church one Sunday in the church. Remember, I prayed, I said, oh, I got the rest of it. God said, he's going to be all right. Not only he came, I talked to him in my right mind. See, you gotta understand the miracles of God. Don't listen. You can read what you read, and I don't mind reading what you read, but have faith in the power of God. Y'all know what I'm saying? If you have faith in the power of God, then no matter what you teach, don't mean nothing. Because listen, I'm gonna teach Jesus, Him crucified. Because if I teach Jesus long enough, He's gonna bless my soul. And you stay with the Bible all you want. And let If I let it, and I'm gonna come back to this for my time out of in Mark 6. Jesus went home to do miracles. Y'all read first thing, look it up when y'all get changed. In Mark 6, starting at verse 1, Jesus went home to do miracles. The Bible says they looked at Jesus, ain't this Mary's son and Joseph the carpenter? The Bible come over and say, he could in the hometown do no miracles because they didn't believe. They looked at him because he was of that town, that hue. He can't do nothing. Now sometimes folks look at you and mess that blessing up because they don't understand what God does. Read for yourself. I'm going to come back to the thing. I'm going to write it. I'm going to come back to the Mark 6. Come on up, my friend. I think my time up.